This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So Jesus himself is telling us that we need to fear God and not man. Don't fear man, which can only kill the body. We need to fear God. Why? Whenever we fear man, we won't do the things that God told us to do. Proverbs 29:25 says this. Proverbs 29:25. It says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Wow. So whenever we fear man, it's going to bring a snare. We're going to be in trouble. As Samuel told Saul, obey is better than sacrifice. See, Saul thought, hey, we're going to take the best of the sheep and goats and sacrifice it unto the Lord. But the Lord says, hey, obedience is better than sacrifice. So what are you sacrificing instead of being obedient? God is telling someone out there, he wants you to be obedient. Stop sacrificing, but be obedient. Now, God has not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Get there. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." He has given us power over sin. He's given us love because it covers a multitude of sin. And then he has given us a sound mind, peace. See, God hasn't given us that spirit of fear of man, but he has given us power, love, and a sound mind. God wants us to be fearful of him, not of man. Because whenever we fear man, we will not do what Christ told us to do. So God, listen to this statement. Fear keeps you from doing what you know is right and deceives you in doing what you know is wrong. Wow. God has not given us that spirit of fear. Now, here's a good one. God is in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 22 to 25. I love this. Yeah, that's right. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 22 to 25. It says, "Fear ye not." Fear ye not me? See, listen to the question that Jesus is asking, or God is asking. He's saying, "Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waters thereof toss themselves, yet they not prevail. Though they roar, yet they not pass over." It says, "But this people hath a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both of the former and the latter. In his season he reserveth unto all the appointed weeks of harvest." Now listen to verse 25. "Your iniquities have turned away these."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.